Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday, in our study of 1 Samuel, we finished chapter 26. Let's listen as Dr. Bloom starts with 1 Samuel chapter 27 today.
And now, here's our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Foundation for the Bible stands.
This is your radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom, welcoming you to another Lamp and Light broadcast. Well, I hope that you'll have your Bibles ready today. We'll be in 1 Samuel chapter 27, and we look at a situation here that I would call the whole chapter Situation Ethics. So I hope that you'll have a Bible out, a good King James Bible, and also pencil and paper so you can take notes. And also at the conclusion of our broadcast, so you can write down either our mailing address or our website through which you can email me with your Bible questions. As you know, once a year, we answer Bible questions of our listeners, usually around the Christmas holiday time. And so if you would like to have a Bible question answered on the air, would you send that in to us? I will do my best to get an answer to you back as quickly as possible. When we do these question and answers on the air, we do not use your name, but we do read your question and give my answer. And I hope that you'll do that for us as well. Also, some of the radio stations, the networks and so forth on which we appear, will from time to time have a share-a-thon in which you're trying to raise funds. And the reason for that is so that they can keep good Bible programming 24/7 coming to you. Many times we say, well, why don't they just sell airtime? Well, that brings on a whole new list of problems that they do. So they can't do that. It's a faith-based ministry. And if you're listening to me right now from a radio station that does not receive an advertisement from various companies, and they only have various groups that may underwrite some of their programming, then let me encourage you to pray about it and send an offering to them. Now, I mention offering because the Lord expects us to tithe, which is 10% of our income, to the local church. I do know that it bothers some people. Some people would have really been upset with Jesus Christ when he told the rich young ruler, sell all thou hast and give it to the poor and come follow me. And I'm sure the rich young ruler would have given 10%, but we've got a lot of Christians that wouldn't even give 10% to their local church, let alone an offering to a good ministry. So let me just encourage you, if the radio station that you're listening on is a radio station that keeps a good word of God going out there, good sound music, good godly preaching, good Bible teaching, then my friend, write them notes to encourage them and also send them an offering that helps to keep those programs going. We have our own radio station. We also have this sound room that I'm in presently. And my friend, when something breaks down in here, it costs a whole lot of money to replace it. And so let me encourage you, help these people because they don't build up large bank accounts. They operate on faith. If they are like our ministry, many of them just receive from month to month what they have, and many of their employees, or so-called employees, are really volunteers who give their time, some week after week, some day after day, and it's just a blessing to be around those kind of people. And I hope that you will do that, you'll pray about it, and let the Lord guide you in this kind of thinking. Well, now we go to our text in 1 Samuel chapter 27. I'm going to read the first six verses to kind of lay the foundation before we read the rest of the chapter. The chapter is only 12 verses, and so we don't have what we call a very long chapter. In the first six verses of 1 Samuel 27, we read this, "And David said in his heart, I shall now perish one day by the hand of Saul. There is nothing better for me than that I should speedily escape into the land of the Philistines. Saul shall despair of me to seek me any more in any coast of Israel. So shall I escape out of his hand." And David arose, and he passed over with the 600 men that were with him unto Achish, the son of Maok, king of Gath. And David dwelt with Achish at Gath, he and his men, every man with his household, even David with his two wives, Ahinoam, the Jezreelitess, and Abigail, the Carmelitess, Nabal's wife. And as it was told Saul that David fled to Gath, and he sought no more again for him. And David said unto Achish, "If I have now found grace in thine eyes, let them give me a place in some town in the country, that I may dwell there, for why should thy servant dwell in the royal city with thee?" Then Achish gave him Ziklag that day. Wherefore Ziklag pertaineth unto the kings of Judah unto this day. Now, most all of us have heard the terminology situation ethics. That is actually a humanistic term that can say the end justifies the means. Now, that sounds like communism, socialism, liberalism, and that's what it usually is. What that statement means is that it allows unethical and maybe even wicked behavior in order to accomplish what they believe is good. And we see a prime example of that in today's text. Unfortunately, it's with David. And I think that today we see it so manifest, that people are thinking, I'm going to do the work of God with the arm of flesh. Something that Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 5, just condemns vehemently. And it's something that no church and no Christian should do, is to try to accomplish the work of God with the arm of flesh. What we need to understand is that too often we try to do the Lord's work in our own strength. When we lay hold of the strength of our Lord, then we're using the resources of omnipotence. And then sin of any kind is doomed to become a desolate wilderness. Purity, righteousness, truth, virtuous character shall continue and progress in meaning and splendor throughout our life if we'll do all things according to the will and in the strength of the Lord. It's when we venture out and try to do things in our own strength that that word trouble becomes very evident in our lives. Now, with those thoughts in mind, I want you to first see that situation ethics is a problem of the heart. And you'll see that in verse 1, where it starts out, "And David said in his heart." Someone has so well said, the heart of the problem is the problem of the heart. And oh, how true that is. In Proverbs chapter 28 and verse 26, we read this, "He that trusteth in his own heart is a fool." Well, you trust in your own heart, you're a fool. And then he gives a contrast in the rest of the verse, "But whoso walketh wisely, he shall be delivered." Now think of this, trusteth in his own heart is a fool. What did the Psalms tell us the fool says in his heart? There is no God. Matter of fact, the words "there is" are italicized, showing that it wasn't really in the original Hebrew there. So A fool does really both. He says there is no God, then he's a fool. But if he says no God, even though he knows there is a God, he just says no God, the Bible says he's also a fool. Now, if the Bible says a person like that's a fool, a person is a fool. He trusts in his own heart. Instead of trusting God, he's trusting self. And all that's going to lead to tragedy. Now, our text shows David thinking in his heart. But thinking in his heart is not necessarily thinking on the Lord. It's not meditating on him. We need to understand something about the word heart as it appears and is applied in the Word of God. Sometimes the word heart refers to the soul, or we might say the emotional end of man. Sometimes it refers to his spirit. For example, we read in Proverbs 28:26, he that trusteth in his own heart is a fool. And yet in Romans 10:10, we read, for with the heart man believeth unto righteousness. And we have to understand the difference between the soul and the spirit, the emotional or the intellect end of man. This is what I mean by that. You can think in your emotions. A young man sees a girl, and there's two of them, and either girl would marry him in a heartbeat. The one girl is very beautiful to look upon, and she is always so well-dressed and looks so pretty that, oh, man, he would be so proud to be seen with her anywhere he goes. And so in his mind, he's weighing, should I marry this girl? She's pretty. Oh, boy, she would really make me look good anywhere I go. And he's thinking of how pretty she is. He's thinking of the physical. He's thinking of what it does for him. But then there's the other girl, and, you know, she might be average. Not saying that she's ugly. We're just saying that she's average. But she's also a woman of virtue. She'll make a great mother to his children. She's also a woman who loves God. And so she'll be a good helpmeet. And when the time comes that there is great trouble, she will stick by him. When he's going through the fires, she will stick by him. She will not abandon him. I remember many years ago, a pastor speaking to a group of preacher boys in a college, Christian college. And that pastor told us, and I was one of the boys sitting out there in the audience, a single young man. And he said, now, you young preachers, you're looking for a wife while you're here at college. And most of you are going to look for the prettiest one you can find. Just understand this. A real pretty girl, many times, is a spoiled brat. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click Sermon Library. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no breaks. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.